Yes, we fighters and grinded motherfuckers. We have grown a goddamn stout. My motherfucking crews, the undisputed gods of two records, the mighty mighty moves, and the abdominable mist to
My album will manifest. Something between a new Harry Potter book and Monster Cody's autobiography. Verbal photography, frame by frame, I present this game. A hip-hop odyssey of Kevin Smith proportions. The death dogma I now drop is just a portion of what we have in store. Competition now, over and out, like 10-4. The heavy metal rap I make will bend swords. You can't write this strong, so what you got a pen for? Me, I'm at my zenith, posting my praises at Jux.net. I'll quickly rise one status from replicant to phoenix. So go ahead and scream it, but only if you mean it. Seen it all transpire, and you shall too. Through a couple speaker wires, my pain and my joy. The brain of a boy on smog and radiation. Confined to concrete in this hell-bent nation. So my balance is off. My talent is often ignored by the many, enjoyed by plenty, that keep me from eating top ramen and pinching pennies. Times I wonder if there's anybody worth fighting for. This one night on tour, I ran into this cat who kinda made me unsure. He got off in my head with some words so pure, and a voice that reminded me of Troy McClure.
Oh yeah, I seen him before, playing with bricks of C4. He looks into the future and sees war. His name was Seymour, a man of all faiths. He read holy books until dawn while he smoked ace. The rudest Hindu, rudest Muslim, Mormon. Then one morning, all religious texts became foreign. He said the holy wars are just a warning. So he laid down, closed his eyes, looked within, and started truly exploring. He found God in all living things. Then he envisioned kings, tied a throne, scepter flown, crown crumbling. Finally he walks after years of stumbling. Finally he talks after years of mumbling. He's headed for the city limits to purge himself of the metropolis and everything that is within it. He threw his hands to the sky and promised to die when his time came. A single vow that reinforced his mind frame. He said, I absolve myself of all religion and take no pride or stake in any country or state. He looked around and found out not many could relate. So he put words on wax and used beats as bait. And look at how he caught ya, caressed and chopped ya, rearranged your mind. Now your vision's fine. You can consider this step one of the climb. Speak from your spirit, go and tell your friends it's time.
My album will manifest.